What are my beliefs about food?
The beliefs that you hold regarding food are boldly reflected in the experiences that you're living. For example, if you believe that you can eat most anything and not gain weight, that's your experience. If you believe that you gain weight easily, then you do. If you believe that certain foods give you an energy boost, they do. If you believe that certain foods deflate your energy, they do. If you want to be slender, but you believe that a particular diet is not conducive to being slender, and you take the action of eating that diet, you will gain weight. People often initially balk at our seemingly simplistic analysis of your beliefs about food and how they affect your physical reality, because they believe that their beliefs have come about by observing experience, and it's hard for them to argue with the factual evidence that the living of their own life and the observation of other lives has provided them. However, observation of results gives you scanty and inadequate information, because unless you factor in desire and expectation, then calculating the action of what has or has not been eaten is irrelevant. You simply can't leave out the most important ingredient in the recipe of creation and understand the outcome. People respond differently to the food because the food is not the constant, the thought is. It's the way you're thinking about the food that's making the difference.